Let's just begin with baseball. We'll get to football as well. That's the most important thing, as we all know. But Super Regionals down in Baton Rouge at the box. Kentucky back down there. Paul Skeens has already played them once. I was looking at the numbers. That's the biggest money line number of all the games that are about to be played because of Paul Skeens on the mound in game number one against the Cats. Blake, are you there? All right, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. So, Bill, good morning. But listen, the worst performance of the year for Paul Skeens came against Kentucky. When Paul Skeens was asked, what is your prediction, he went full Rocky III, Glover Lang, and he said, pain. And he looked in the camera. He's ready. Bill, let me tell you something. People don't understand how bad the weather delays and weather affected the Super Regionals this weekend. It's coming. If you want to see full Raging Cajun, tune in Saturday starting at 2, because it's coming.
Yeah, and they're talking about just explain that, because Hattiesburg is supposed to be real messy, which means starting and stopping and negotiating or working with your pitching staff, that can be dicey, right? When you got a guy's heated up his arm and now he's cooling down, it's raining, he's in the locker room, it's not as easy as just throwing him back out there.
Well, you saw that this weekend with Paul Skeens in Louisiana. Like, so, Bill, the question from Jay was, I mean, so the weather said 10%, okay? Like 10% rain, all right, whatever. Well, then Paul Skeens goes on that Friday against Tulane, you're like, what's going on? Well, needless to know, our good buddy Josh Eaches over at WBRZ, the meteorologist, Jay Johnson's calling him like every 45 minutes, Bill, during the week. Anything changing? And then finally on Thursday, you know, he talks about, or Josh Eaches tells him, hey, coach, you're going to have some pre-scattered storms. It's going to get really bad. Within a minute, he goes to Paul Skeens and tells him, hey, you got to start on Friday. It's our best chance here. So Tanner Hall, Bill, I'm just going to tell you, for Tennessee fans, Tanner Hall's a dude, okay? So you're going to see him within the first 2 days. Whichever weather day it's going to be in Hattiesburg, is you're going to see Tanner Hall, either Friday or Saturday, because they're not going to stop and start him. The only chance that Southern Miss has, they got to throw Tanner Hall. Bill, last week he was lights out. He's always been lights out. He shut down multiple SEC staffs. If you speak to any scout, he's probably going to be in the 20 to 25 pick range in the first round of this upcoming draft. So, I mean, he's a really, really dynamic pitcher. But, yeah, you got to manage your staff really good. And, look, I think Wes Johnson did a really good job this weekend, along with Jay, on how to affect the bullpen. I mean, the fact that LSU went to Floyd and Hurd the way that they did, and what was really two different starts, really, and both of them dominating the way that they did, was a really good job by Jay Johnson, but very, very good job by, obviously, Wes Johnson, who, Bill, we know is now going to Georgia.
Georgia fans have been hitting me up, and I said, hang tight until we get Blake in here. What's Georgia getting in Wes Johnson?
Well, I'm just going to tell you this. Now, Paul Skeens has told us this verbatim, word for word. He would not be at LSU if it wasn't for Wes Johnson. That is the caliber of recruiter. That is the caliber of dude that you're getting. Could you imagine, Bill, Georgia having Paul Skeens with Charlie Condon? Could you imagine Bear Jones not leaving the state of Georgia and being on that Georgia baseball team? If you speak to anybody in the greater – and anybody in the SEC, you know what they'll tell you, Bill, is Atlanta is a hotbed of baseball recruiting. LSU knows. They have guys in the Raptors and baseball Hall of Famers in college that went to LSU. Bill, they're from Atlanta, the greater Atlanta area. He's got to do two things. Can he recruit? Number one, we've seen him do that. And then number two, can he start doing some different things in Georgia? Bill, let me tell you this. About 2 weeks ago, the rumblings about Wes going to Georgia started happening when LSU went up to Athens. We spent 45 minutes on this topic on my show. Why was the entire athletic department at the game against LSU? Paul Skeens is great, but when you start getting Kirby Smart, who has not attended one baseball game in 2 years, roughly, to go to a game, you know something was up, so we started making some calls and found out. It really told me, Bill, that Georgia was getting serious. Because Wes Johnson, a year ago today, was with the Minnesota Twins. Bill, they led Major League Baseball in ERA. Led them. The reason LSU was able to get them or get him, it was because they actually were going to spend the money. It was the first time that ever happened where a Major League pitching coach left in the middle of a season to go to a college program. By the way, Georgia had to spend money to come get him. Bill, he had an $800,000 buyout. And this is, we're talking about baseball now, okay? They are being serious with this. As his coaching carousel continues, I think Wes Johnson was a massive addition for them, and I think it's a great hire. He's a really good pitching coach. Look, LSU's bullpen, Bill, over the last month, what's happened? Oh, wait, their ERA leads the SEC over the last month? Well, where does that come from? After all the questions and concerns that they have, their bullpen has been locked down. We saw it in Hoover. We saw it this weekend. They've been really good. So, Bill, you know what? Yeah, Wes Johnson's done his job, and congratulations to him.
Kevin in Muletown said, Tanner Hall threw 123 pitches Friday, then turned around and started on Monday. Will be interesting to see how, if his arm is tired.
He's going, Bill. Scott, look, he's going. Let's just call it what it is. He's going. There's no, look, he's got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to go. Now, will he be on some form of pitch count? Maybe. But Scott Barry, okay, Southern Miss's head coach, who, by the way, I have a really good connection with Coach Barry. He recruited and brought in my cousin who closed for him at Southern Miss. Coach, this is his last ride, okay? Let me just – Bill, I promise you this. Tanner Hall's going, okay? If he's not going on Friday in some capacity, I would be a little bit shocked.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if you're Tony Vitello, you have to prepare like you're getting their best. You have to.
Well, Bill, listen, Tennessee, in my opinion, the best thing that can happen for Tennessee is see Tanner Hall on a Friday too, because Southern Miss is not built to face Tennessee on a Saturday Sunday scenario. They have to win game one, because if they burn Tanner Hall and can't win. And against Tennessee, they're in deep trouble. Now, I know we've talked, Bill, all year long about them being bipolar and all this stuff. They're getting hot. Southern Miss is not the team that has Tennessee-level depth. They don't. And so they got to win game one. They have to do everything humanly possible. Now, the Pete Taylor Field, I'm just going to tell you, Bill, it is raucous. Of all programs, of the top 20 programs, they were the number one team in the group of five or G5, whatever you want to call it, mid-major programs. They led in attendance. That place is going to be rocking, I'm telling, especially with Scott going to be out. You know, he's going to be retiring at the end of the year. So game one is crucial for them moving forward, especially with Tennessee and how hot their bats have gotten as of late, especially Christian Moore.
Blake Ruffino, each and every Wednesday with us. Blake, any new news football-wise?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. Number one, Trey Bradford, a running back that transferred to Oklahoma, then came back to LSU, got in a little couple situations. Well, he's back on the roster. So we'll monitor that. But the big thing I'm going to tell you is I think, Bill, just the transformation that we're seeing in the body of Jane Daniels, Bill, he's got to be 15 to 20 pounds bigger. So when we talk about Notre Dame under Brian Kelly and we talk about LSU under Orgeron and Les Miles, the transformation in the weight room didn't ever really happen, okay, for LSU. You can see a massive difference. For me, the additions that they have along the offensive line with these guys reporting, I think, is a big deal. And I will just tell you this, recruiting is about to pick up for the Tigers too. Like I told you this before, Bill, the last time the state of Louisiana got locked down the way that it's been right now, there was a guy by the name of Nick Saban. He did it in 2001. Brian Kelly is going to be the second coach to possibly do that this upcoming year. So we've had Orgeron, we've had Les. And everybody talked about Brian Kelly and the staff and him recruiting. Well, Bill, I'm just being honest. In the class, it's really, 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 really deep. nobody's leaving. The top 15 players, there's only one, there's only like three players that they have left in recruiting. I feel very confident they're getting two of the three, and the third one's going to be a fight and Dominic McKinley. So what do I say about the recruiting? The last time that it's happened was 2001 Nick Saban. The man deserves his roses for how they're doing in recruiting. And look, his staff, my God, Frank Wilson is killing it right now on the recruiting trail. But, Bill, it's going to pick up in about 2 weeks, and all the way through July, some of these kids are going to be committing.
In 24, with an eight-game schedule, a one-year deal we have now in the SEC, and a 1-7 format, who's the one team that they absolutely will play? Because it won't be Ole Miss, because you can't break Ole Miss Mississippi State up, right?
Oh. Why do I feel like they're going to – this year, why do I feel like they're going to give LSU – or 24, why do I feel like they're going to give LSU Alabama?
Well, and here's the thing. You can still play those games. It just won't be the – I guess the one permanent game. It doesn't mean it won't be on the schedule, but that one's an interesting one. Because you know that Alabama and Auburn will stick. But anyways, we're out of time. Hey, Blake, tell everybody how they can get your info.
AY Sports Across the Board, live at 6 and live at 7. Join us there. We got a lot to discuss tonight.
All right, man. See you later.
See you, Bill. Go tight.
There he is. Fantastic. Does a wonderful job each Wednesday here on the show. Omni National Hotel.